One of the characteristics of the Christian life is we need to be flexible to adjust to the circumstances very quickly.
这也是我们作为一个基督徒哈，必须要理解的，就是我们必须要能够有一些弹性，能够调整，然后去跟这个周遭的环境去适应，然后在环境的这个一些限制下，我们依然做到我们属灵生命的一个操练。
Yeah, and it's actually one of the characteristics of a test as well, like a real test. Usually you know that it's going to happen, but you don't know when, and you don't know exactly what kind of test it's going to be.
尤其讲到属灵生命的试炼哈，我们更是要了解，就是试炼它什么时候会出现，我们是不知道的。但是不论它什么时候要出现，我们最重要一件事情就是我们要准备好，能够接受试炼。
Yeah, God always gives us warnings, and He says, like, for example, in this life you will be tested and you will have temptations and you will have disasters. But He doesn't say, okay, well, on the 1st of September, this is going to happen and that's going to happen. That's beyond our knowledge, because when we get into that situation, that's where we have to trust God.
这样神就有很清楚的告诉我们，就是我们的生命是会受到试炼，会受到引诱，也会有一些灾难。但是神没有说什么时候会告诉我们，神对我们的警告就是说这些是会发生的，这是我们人生必经的一些过程。但是神是要我们了解这个，我们是随时准备好要面对这些各种不同的试炼。
But when that situation does happen, you have to be flexible, and sometimes you have to realize, well, the things that I used to do on a day-to-day basis, I can't do that anymore. I have to change my routine. I have to change my attitude.
所以，当我们碰到了一些特殊的状况发生了，我们必须要有我们的弹性来调整我们的生活的次序。也许我们有些，比如说每天读经、每天做的一些事情，但是因为环境改变了，我们就要做一种新的方法来面对它。
Yeah, and just to give one example, there's a woman at our church in Hua Hin here in Thailand. She said that she's never missed going to church for like 20 years or something. Every Sunday she'd always go to church.
听在泰国的学生里面就有一个例子啊，那个学生呢，他说他在过去的20年，每个礼拜天都来教会，从来没有少过一次。
And then we have this lockdown now. For the last month or so, there's been a serious lockdown where they've limited the number of people at church to 5 people.
但是呢，这个冠状病毒的事情造成泰国有这个整个被就是三级警戒，所有的地方不能有超过5个人。
And so those positions were available for the pastor, and then you have maybe one deacon, and then you have 3 of the people in the worship team, the musicians.
所以呢，这样5个人的话，大概在教会里的主日只有了一个牧师，一个可能的长老，然后还有3个可能是这个敬拜团的。
And everybody else has to stay at home, and they could watch the worship session and the teaching. They could get the teaching online, and they're using a Facebook type messenger thing, I think.
而所有的信众呢，都只能在家里看这个线上的直播。
And so this woman was actually quite upset, almost angry, I think, that she couldn't go to church because she promised to God that I will go to church every day for the rest of my life.
而这位女士呢，她就非常的生气，因为她说她一定要去教会，她是跟神有过这样的一个承诺，所以她的整个人生，她都认为她这辈子每一个礼拜天都会去教会，她给自己这样的一个决定的。
And she'd given some other examples where she'd had commitments to do on a Sunday, but because she had to go to church, she'd even, I think even like, there was a friend or a family member, they were getting married, and they could only attend like half of the ceremony, and then they had to come to church because they'd promised to God they would come to church.
然后这个女生还说，她举了一些例子，就是她如此的坚决的去保持她这个记录呢，包括她有一个礼拜天去参加了那个一对新人的婚礼，她为了要保持她的这个每个礼拜天去教会的记录，她甚至会婚礼只参加一半，就赶快赶来教会。
See, and she was putting restrictions on herself. This wasn't coming from the Bible. God never says you have to go to church on Sunday.
然后呢，等于是这位女士呢，就是把自己哦绑架的很厉害，就是她给了自己很多的这个规范哈、哦。因为其实在这个圣经里并没有讲说你非要去教会不可，从来没有任何一条经句是说你非去教会不可。
And the Bible especially says you never make a promise to God.
而且呢，在圣经上面却特别有讲说，我们不要跟神做任何的承诺。
Again, we need to be flexible, and you need to know the will of God, of course. But when God expects you to be flexible, He's allowing you to stay within His will. He certainly doesn't want you to break His commandments.
我们当然是要生活在神的期待中，就神对我们有很多的旨意，在神的旨意下，是我们应该要能够不要打破神给我们的戒律。但是呢，我们必须要学习，必须要有的弹性，好，让我们在这样的一个弹性中来跟随主。
Now, as I just mentioned, there's no command in Scripture which says you have to go to church on a Sunday.
而刚刚听就提到说，其实在圣经里并没有任何的经句说你必须礼拜天去做主日，去教会。
But there is a command that Christians have to come together to learn the Word of God.
但是却有一个神的旨意是要我们一定要学习神的话语。
Yeah, and there is commands that we have to grow in the spiritual life.
而我们也有一个指令旨意呢，是要我们在属灵生命上必须成长。
And even though there was a lockdown, and even if you can't go to church, there's always opportunities to learn the word of God.
而所以呢，这样的旨意之下，即使是在三级警戒了，我们都不能停止学习神的话语。
Okay, and another command, of course, is that we always have to be filled with the Holy Spirit.
还有一个很重要的指令，就是我们永远要想办法，尽可能的是在圣灵充满的状况。
Okay, and God provides us the opportunity to be filled through 1 John 1:9.
而神呢，给了我们一个方式，能够一直可以圣灵充满，就是以约翰一书一章九节的这一条经句。
Okay, so we'll do that now. We'll just rebound. We'll name our sins to God the Father.
这也就是我们的反弹，好，所教导的，让我们能够对神认罪，那我们就可以得到重得圣灵的充满。那我们现在就开始。
Father, sir, we give thanks to you that we have this time to study your word now.
感谢天父给我们这样的时间，让我们能研读你的话语。
We give thanks that through the power of your word and the power of the Holy Spirit, we can grow in grace and knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.
而因着你的话语以及你圣灵的同在，让我们能够成长，然后让我们能够越来越像主耶稣。
And so we give thanks for these things in Christ's name.
所有的感谢因着主耶稣基督之名。
Amen.
Amen.
Okay. So remember, you know, when we're learning, it's actually we're receiving power. We're actually getting power from the Holy Spirit, and we get the power from the Word of God.
所以我们要知道呢，就是当我们在学习的时候呢，我们从圣灵得到力量，也从圣经上的话语得到力量。
Yet last year we had a look at Ephesians 1:19, I think it was, and we have all these words for power.
我们去年的课里面有一天呢，我们谈以弗所书的一章十九节，里面这有很多很多关于力量这个字。
And you had words like dunamis, for example, which we get the word dynamo in English.
在那一节经句里面呢，有不同的字来代表力量。那其中一个是动力。
And we had words like energes, which we get the word energy from as well.
然后还有能量。
Sorry, I'll show the verse here on the screen. It's Ephesians 1:19, so I'll just bring it up here.
好，我们来看一下以弗所书的一章十九节。
Yeah, the problem is it doesn't really come out in the Chinese because I think they skip things.
比较可惜的是呢，中文的翻译并没有把这些各种不同的这个力量的词都把它翻译出来，所以从中文看不出来有那么多个力，有关力量、能力的这个词。
Think even in the English, they seem to skip a word. You have this word, for example, there's a word dunamis, which they translate as power.
而其实是英文的翻译也没有把每一个字都翻出来。
So up here we see the word dunamis, that's G1411 up here, and the English is down here, so that's power, G1411.
哦，你看它每一个在这个希腊文的字旁边都有一个数字，那那个数字你可以从英文的跟上面的希腊文的去对照，像比如说 G1411 这个数字，哦，在中，下面英文就是 power。好，他就是把那个字翻成 power。
And then if you come down to a couple of lines down here, you can see this word. Okay, so you have the word energion, but this is the English word energy.
好，那 G1753 这个字呢，就是 energy，就是能量的这个字。
Oh, they translate that as working, G1753 down here. So that's the working power of God.
但是英文呢，把这个能量 G1753 呢，翻成了叫做什么运作力吧，就是运作，把它翻成了运作的概念。
Yeah, it's quite interesting because in physics, energy is released from matter, and then you have power, isn't it? I think that's right,
Yeah,
isn't it?
it's called working power。
Oh, working power, there you go.
就是有一些东西在行动中，它会有一个动能，哈，这个在物理学里面的确是用这个动能，是用 working power。
But that working power has to come from a source. So you have a source, and usually, like in the physical world, we have a gas or you have some kind of a solid. And when that's releasing energy as it's burning, for example, like the potential energy in a weight that's raised up, potential energy.
所以像那个位能也会转换成动能，哈，就是一个东西摆在高处，它其实有很高的位能，但是你肉眼无法可见，所以当它掉下来的时候，它就从位能转换成动能的时候，你更清楚看到它的动能。
Yeah, and we could have the example like when you fill up your car with gas, there's potential energy that the gas is just sitting in your tank, but nothing happens until you inject some heat. And you put it through the carburetor and it fires up, and then you have the explosion. So now you're releasing energy.
而像石油，比如说一桶的油啊，摆在桶里头，它其实看不出有任何的能量。可是当你让它的这个温度升高，你去把它加热之后呢，这个石油就变成动能非常的强，就可以推动我们的车子，甚至飞机。
And it's a similar situation where you have the Word of God, and the Word of God is alive and powerful. This is Hebrews chapter 4, verse 11. But the Word of God isn't going to act until you release it. You have to release it through positive volition, through application.
而且在希伯来书里面有提到，就是神的话语是非常有能量的。但是如果你不把它经过你的施行用使用，你不用它的话的时候，你就看不到神的话语的能力。
So you could have a Bible at home, and the words in the Bible, or on your mobile phone where you have the Bible app installed, these words are very powerful if you put them into your mind and if you use them.
而如果你有一本圣经在家里，或者是你有圣经在你的手机里，那这些神的话语都在那个圣经里，它其实是没有用处的。但是如果你把它记起来，是在你的脑中，它不时的碰到一些状况，你就把它使用出来的时候呢，这些神的话语就变得非常有力量。
This is where it says in the verse, we're looking still at Ephesians 1:19. It says the word is energetic or has power to those who believe. You can see this in the English, toward us who believe.
所以呢，在这个以弗所书的一章十九节里面，就讲的是说，这些神的话语的这个能力，是在信他的人的身上就会彰显出来。
See, if you don't believe, it's not powerful.
所以，如果你不相信，它就完全没有能量。
It's like a person who could be sitting in a maybe in a, even in a very powerful car or something, and but they don't turn on the key, they don't turn on the ignition, they don't drive the car, they're just sitting there, or the car's just sitting there, and they're not doing anything with it. It's not powerful at all.
就好像你一个人坐在法拉利车上，然后呢，你却不把钥匙。它的这个引擎打开来，那这一台车一点力量都没有。
I like that you said Ferrari, so that's a good example. But
Yeah.
it's like, yeah, you could be sitting in the Ferrari, and people say, "Well, it's a nice car," and you sit in the car, but you don't turn the key on. Well, this car's not working; it's not powerful at all.
就好像真的坐在法拉利上这种超级跑车，它是非常有能力的，但是你却不发动它，那它就一点能力都没有。
Okay, so again, you know, there has to be application for the Bible to work.
所以呢，所有要让这个圣经有力量，就是必须要使用。
Okay, and now we have two other words in the same verse which mean power. These are synonyms of power, they're all sort of slight with slightly different meanings. The next word is kratos, G2904.
那再看另外的有关能力的这个字呢，就 G2904 这个字叫 kratos。
Now, this word kratos here is talking about the sovereignty of God. Like you talk about a dictator or a ruler. These are the people that have the kratos. Kratos relates to authoritative power.
好，这个 quarto 这个字呢，它其实我们常常都讲说神的大能哈，它其实是代表的是那种极端的权力，就是有的时候你讲一个那个极权主义的君王，他也是可以用这个字，所以它是基本上它讲的就是一个非常非常有权柄的大。
Okay, and then you have the power of the strength, they usually translate as ischios here. So here's another word which means force or strength or might.
好，另外最后 G2479 这个字呢，讲的就是很大的力量。
Yeah, so this verse, you know, if we're talking about a verse which explains the power of God, there's probably no better verse than Ephesians 1:19 because you have these four words. And they're all synonyms for power, but slightly different aspects of God's power.
所以呢，我们在圣经里面，但很少能够看到一个金句啊。可以把所有神的能力用四种不同的词去把它表达出来。
Now, it's through God's power that God is able to keep his promises, which is what we're looking at as our subject at the moment.
所以呢，因为神有这样的大能，所以他可以完全的让他的给我们的应许可以成就。
And it's through his power, through his promises that we have power as well.
所以，经由神给我们的应许，我们也就得到了能力。
One of the greatest powers that we can have in our life is to have control over our emotions and over the sin nature.
根据神所给我们的能力，使我们也有能力去控制我们的情绪跟我们的罪性。
See, there's a lot of things that go on in life and you cannot control, whether it's nature or what's happening with the events in the, around us, government laws and things like that. We can't control that.
而就像我们在世界上看到很多很多的事情的发生，是我们无法控制的。
Yeah, but we can control our sin nature and we can control our emotions. And we can also, in a way, we can control our own destiny by making good decisions in line with God's plan.
虽然这种外界的事情我们无法控制，但是我们却可以控制我们的情绪、我们的罪性，甚至我们可以因为。做最好的选择而改变，或者是控制啊，或者是这个可以把握住我们的未来，我们的未来将会发生的事，是经由我们下对决定。
And this gives us confidence as well. So we can have like a self-confidence or self-esteem, knowing that we're making good decisions. And it gives us hope for the future from day to day and week to week that our lives are actually going to be okay. We're going to be okay.
而因着我们有这样的信心，说我们可以下对决定，我们就对未来会有 盼望，盼望这个盼望是我们未来是会 OK 的。
And of course, we have about, there's about 6,000 promises in scripture, and they're all talking about how God will look after you and take care of you, even under the greatest kind of testing. About 6,000. I haven't counted them. That's what one pastor said. Different promises in scripture.
Wow. So, in the Bible, there are about 6,000多个神给我们的应许，啊，这个确切的数字还没有算清楚，听说还没算清楚，但是有6,000多个神给我们人的应许。
Okay, but every one of those promises, it adds up to this hope or this confidence that we have in God's plan.
而这6,000多个应许呢，可以一直这样的叠加上来，让我们对神的计划充满了信心。
And that's very powerful for us. You know, a lot of people look for power through money or through their different position in society, or they seek to control other people. But that's not a real power. That's not true power.
这六千多个神给我们的应许，让我们真的非常有能力哈。这个能力是大大的胜过一般人自己在追求的能力。
It's interesting. I think it's on Netflix now. They have a new series.It's called How to Become a Tyrant.
好，在 Netflix 呢，最近有一个新的系列，好，是算是一个纪录片。他说，如何成为一个暴君？他说这个整个不是一个这种连那种假想出来的故事，它是基本上是以事实的一个记录所写的故事所做的一个纪录片。
Yeah, now the title is a bit funny, and the way they present the series, though, is actually quite clever, because they use tyrants or dictators from history, mostly from recent history, and explain how these people became tyrants and how they got to their positions of power.
这是一个非常非常有趣的一个系列，它是以近代史中曾经变成了暴君的人。好，做他们记录，就说他们怎么样变成他可以有当下，就那个时候他的这样的一个可以足以改变很多人命运的一个力量，就他的位置是怎么拿到的。比如说他就有讲到希特勒
Saddam Hussein, he was the dictator of Iraq.
然后那个伊拉克的那个暴君叫做什么忘记了，海山吗？海山，对。
Okay, and then Idi Amin, he was like the dictator of Uganda for many years as well. And all of these people are responsible just for killing millions of people.
然后乌干达的那个暴君是 Idi Amin, 这些人都是非常非常恐怖的，让很多人都死掉了。
There's other people mentioned as well, but in the series it talks really about how these people who, like for Hitler, for example, he was really quite a loser.He had nothing going for him, but how these people can use the opportunities that they have. See, they're using fear on other people and how they can get control over people.
他举的非常非常多的例子，好像比如说希特勒，在他当权之前，他的生命其实是一个很明显是一个失败者。但是呢，这些暴君他们都很懂得利用人性的一些弱点，包括恐惧的心。然后利用这样子的这个人的罪性 或弱点呢，把他们自己拱上了这个高位。
But one common thing you see about these people is they use fear to control people, but themselves are always under fear themselves, that people are out to kill them. So on one hand, they're using fear to control, but on the other hand, fear is actually controlling them at the same time.
而这些暴君都有个共同性啊，就是他们非常懂得利用人的这个恐惧的心理哦，来控制人。但实际上，他们个人这些暴君本身的个性里面都有非常大的恐惧，很怕别人要杀了他们，所以他们在这样子一个恐惧之中啊，也是过得非常恐怖，所以他才会越来越暴力。
These people are not really happy people at all.
所以这些人完全不是快乐，不是喜乐的人。
And they all ended up dying very miserable deaths.
而他们也都最终呢，是在非常恐怖的、非常悲惨的状况下死去。
So that's enough of that. But we realize ourselves that through the power of God, that we can have peace and we can have confidence, and then we can bear fruit, having great spiritual production for God.
所以我们知道呢，从这样的一个举例呢，我们理解，当我们有神的话语的时候，我们可以活在平安中，可以活在信心中，而且我们可以成为神所喜悦的果实，我们会结好果。
Okay, now we'll get back to looking at the examples of the covenants outlined in Scripture.
好，我们现在回到圣经中立约的例子。
Last week we started off looking at the example of Noah, how he had a covenant which had been confirmed with him.
上次的课程中我们看到就是说诺亚呢，得到了神对于过去跟亚当夏娃立约的确认，再次神再次的跟诺亚说他会履行他跟我们人类的约。
So in Genesis 9:9, we have God stating to Noah that he's going to confirm, which we looked at in the context, meaning he's going to continue the covenant with Noah and with the seed after him, which of course includes us.
所以呢，创世纪九章九节里面呢，就讲到说，神就跟诺亚说，我会确认我曾跟你们立的约，让你的子嗣。好，当然就包含了我们所有后代的人类都会跟神有保持在这个立约的状态。
And really that relates to God's promise that he gave originally to Adam and Eve to provide the Savior so that all mankind can have salvation.
而这个确认的约呢，最主要的就是神告诉亚当夏娃，他将会给我们一个拯救者，我们未来会有一个救赎者。来让我们可以得到完全罪的清洗。
And then in verse 10, we see that God even mentions the animals, because of course the animals are part of God's plan for human history.
而九章十节呢，则讲到就是说，所有的这些动物、这些活物，它都是属于神跟我们人所立约的一部分。
Now, even the mosquitoes and all the annoying insects, they're part of God's plan.
即使是那些蚊子啊，讨人厌的那些小昆虫，它们一样都是属于神的计划中的一部分。
We do say that they're annoying animals, and we try to keep them out of our lives as much as possible. But if it wasn't for those insects, then the whole biological balance of Earth would change, and we'd probably be dead within a week or two, I guess.
虽然我们说我们讨厌这些。小的这个昆虫啊，或者是微生物，但是实际上我们也要知道呢，它这些小东西对于整个生物链来讲，它是非常重要的。如果没有这些微生物，说不定我们一样会在很短的时间内就因为这个生物链的破坏而全部都会灭亡。
Yeah, even the smallest of insects or of animal life, they have a role to play, and usually it's involved in keeping the environment in a nice balance so that we have the right amount of chemicals in the atmosphere and in the earth.
其实是很小的一个微生物，它都在我们的整个生物链说整个大环境自然环境中扮演一个角色，那他们每一个角色都让我们这个世界这个地球上面的各种化学的变化让整个生物链整个大自然有一个非常健康绵延的不断的状态。
Now let's get on to verse 11, and that says that you know, God is promising to Noah, he's saying that flesh shall not be cut off anymore by the waters of the floodRemember, the Nephilim had to be destroyed, and then after the flood, this is after the flood, these verses here, God says, I will have no more floods upon the earth.
而九章十一节 则说呢，神说，我跟你们立约，凡是有血肉的，不再被洪水灭绝，也就是不再会有洪水毁坏这地了。也就是在诺亚时期，因为拿弗林，就是等于是那些堕落天使侵害人类的这个基因造成的生出来的这些拿弗林呢都被灭绝了，那这一次 完成之后呢，神对诺亚说，在未来我不会再用洪水毁坏这个地球了。
And we see also that it's not the first time that God has had to have a huge amount of water around the earth, because right back in Genesis 1, about verse 2, we see that the world was in an ice pack, that there was a huge amount of water around the earth.
然后我们也要知道，要回顾哈，就是在这一次诺亚的这个大洪水的时代之前呢，其实在创世纪一章二节里面就提到，整个世界开始的时候是充满了水的。
So effectively, the whole of the earth was in a big ball of ice.
我们要知道，就是在世纪之初，曾经的时间呢，整个地球都是冰。
And then we see that the Holy Spirit was hovering over the water, and the word for hover is actually the same word we have when a mother hen is keeping the eggs warm, if she's got eggs in a nest, or baby chicks. The word is rapak in the Hebrew, and it's the word to keep something warm.
然后呢，在这个圣灵的运作下呢，让这个水，就是让冰呢融化了，变成水。
See, it says here in Genesis 1:2, the translation is not very good here actually, but the word we look at is the Spirit of God moved on the face of the waters.
好，在这个一章二节，创世纪一章二节里面讲说呢，深水淹没而黑暗，神的灵运行在水面上。
But actually the word for moved, and I'll click on this word here, it should come up here I think. Is rachaf here. Okay, and can you see that down the bottom? It says a primitive root to brood, which that's the word when a mother hen is looking after her chicks, and to flutter. Flutter means a bird like flapping their wings.
Okay.
And to move or shake.
好，他这边用的这个动词哈，就是神的灵运行在水面上的运行。它其实这个字呢，在原始的意思，它比较像是比如说一个母鸡要孵蛋，好，它用的那个温暖去孵蛋的那个字的意思。然后呢，就是所以让水可以温暖起来。然后另外还有一个意思是好像那个鸟在拍翅膀。也是一样，就是要让它整个震动起来。
This is Deuteronomy 32:11 now, and we have the word here where an eagle stirreth up her nest and fluttereth over her young. This will be the word here. It's the same word. She's sitting on top of her young chicks, protecting them and keeping them warm.
生命记32章11节里面也有用到这个字，他说如鹰搅动巢窝，他这个搅动跟刚才讲的那个圣灵运行在水面上用的是同一个希伯来文的字。
Okay, and this is the same verb that's used when the Holy Spirit is above the waters, which is actually, it's not waters, it should be ice, above the waters of the world.
好，所以这个搅动或者是运行，好，都是用同一个动词，在希伯来文上是同一个字，它在圣灵运行或搅动这个一地整个地面的水，但实际上它就是冰嘛，在那个时候还是冰。
Because before then the earth was without form and void, so this was the ice age upon the earth.
在那个时候呢，整个的地球呢是空虚混沌的。
I'm not going to go into the full explanation, but if your English is okay, I'll mention the book from the Kernel, which talks about this. And its name is called Creation, Chaos, and Restoration. I think this is on the Chinese website of the China Grace Mission.
好，那就是我们上教牧师他有一本书是叫《创造》。混沌和重生，那在这个网站上面大家可以找到中文版的这本书，是上校牧师所写的。
I'm pretty sure it's in the Chinese on that website, and it gives a really interesting look at how the world was in this ice pack because God had cursed the world, And then after that, the Holy Spirit had to warm up the earth, and now you have a big flood on the earth, and then God has to separate the land from the sea.
在这本书里面呢，非常清楚的在介绍，那当时在一开始的时候呢，那个整个地球被冷冻了以后，好，然后这个圣灵运行又把它溶解了，然后都是整个地球全部都是充满了水，然后神呢再把陆地跟水分开，好，这整个过程就神创造宇宙。
So you see, and then when you get down to Genesis chapter 1 verse 6, now you see that God is dividing. You know, he has to separate the water to bring up the dry land. And so now he's creating dry land.
所以在一章六节，创世纪一章六节里面就也提到说，神说诸水之间要有空气，然后就把水跟陆地也分开了，所以就有干燥的土地。
So using the power of his word, or you know, his, I won't say his magical power, but using his extreme power, he's reshaping the shape of the earth and bringing out from the bottom of the ocean to create land mass. So we have the continents and, you know, with the mountains and the valleys and everything like that. So he's basically pulling everything up to separate the waters. So before that, everything was underwater, and now he's bringing things up above the water.
所以我们知道就是说在开始的时候，这个当整个冰河全部都融化以后，这个地面是充满了水，然后还需要神的大能啊，才把陆地分开来，然后才出现了陆地上有高有低，有山丘等等的这种状况。
Okay, so when you do go back to the verse, for example, we had in Genesis 9:11, he says there will never be any more flood.He's not just talking about the flood of Noah, he's talking about the previous flood as well.
所以当神在创世纪九章十一节说在未来也不再会有洪水毁坏这地，这指的这个洪水毁坏地的状态不是指说诺亚时代的这个大洪水，所以还包括了在世界被创之初的那个冰河时期的那个水。
Okay, anyway, it's time for a break. So what we'll do, we'll have a 5-minute break, and then we'll come back at, it'll be 11 o'clock for you guys.